Today's scripture reading is from Genesis chapter 50, verses 19 through 20.
今日所讀嘅經文係嚟自創世記嘅50章19至到20節。
We'll read this passage together, first in English and then in Cantonese.
我哋會先用英文，然後再讀中文。
But Joseph said to them, "Do not fear, for I am in the place of God. As for you, you meant evil against me, but God meant it for good, to bring it about that many people should be kept alive as they are today."
創世記嘅50章19節，約瑟對他們說：不要害怕，我豈能代替神呢？從前你們的意思是要害我，但神的意思原是好的，要保存許多人的性命，成就今日的光景。
May God bless the reading and hearing of his word. Today, we are pleased to welcome Mr. Jin Chung, our pastoral intern, to bring us the message. Jin's sermon today is titled, God Meant It for Good.
今天我们有刘振元先生在我们当中传讲神的信息，题目是神的意思原是好的。
Good morning, everyone.
I got your son.
God's word this morning comes from Genesis 50:19-20. There has been a slight change from the bulletin, as you see. We have changed our verses from 15:21 to 19:20.
咁我哋本来系由呢个嘅16节去到第21节，咁但系今日咧会集中讲其中嘅两节。Allow
me to begin by saying that it is a such privilege to share in the ministry of Covenant of Grace Presbyterian Church this morning in proclaiming God's word.
冇恭喜可以嚟到长老会恩约堂去传讲神嘅信息。
Many of you have already noticed from scripture reading that today's verse is widely known among Christians. As we look at what Joseph had in his conclusion today, our takeaway is three things. God orchestrates all circumstances to save Joseph and the people around him, and ultimately his people from sin through Jesus Christ our Savior. Unlike Joseph's family, I grew up in a Buddhist family.
跟約瑟不同，我来自一个佛教的家庭。
And I used to follow my grandparents to Buddhist temple and wait until she finished her prayer.
我通常跟我个妈妈去呢个嘅佛寺，去留到去祈愿土啦，咁我就走啦。But
an early age, by the grace of God, I began to go to church, and I thank God for sending my friends who brought me to church. It was a hot summer when my friend asked me to come with him to his church, not for the sake of loving or worshiping God, but for the sake of a free ice cream that they offered on children's Sunday school.
咁我有一個好炎熱嘅一個嘅早上，我朋友請我去呢個嘅教會，唔係為咗去敬拜神、愛神，因為咧你上完主日學，每一個細路仔都有免費嘅雪糕。
And as a kid, free ice cream is like a dream.
对于我当时来讲，每一个小哥免费雪糕简直好像是一个梦想成真的事。
And I could not resist the temptation as a young kid, so I kept on going to church, and I even brought new friends with me to church to get more free ice creams.
咁因为我好中意雪糕，咁所以我个礼拜都去食雪糕，亦都去叫我其他朋友同我一齐去食雪糕。
Unlike a great theologian Martin Luther, who came to the faith with a lightning strike.
咁同呢个马丁路德唔同吓，佢咧好似系好似一个闪电击中佢咁样样去信靠主。
Or the Apostle Paul with the magnificent light of the Lord that blinded him for 3 days.
但亦都同呢个使徒保罗唔同吓，喺大马色嘅路上俾神向佢显现，让佢喺3日之后完全嘅信靠主。
This is how God brought me into His gracious redemption, free ice cream.
但因为免费雪糕，让我来到认识神。
But my childhood in slide two, my childhood church memories are not all about free ice cream.
咁但对于我来讲，我嘅童年这个教会嘅生活，亦都唔系净系关于食雪糕。
I still vividly remember that two of the most famous Bible stories from Sunday school, which is the story of Adam and Eve and story of Noah's Ark.
在我童年的时候，亚当夏娃的故事同埋呢个嘅挪亚方舟嘅故事系最打动我嘅。
Although Joseph's story was not my favorite Bible story as a kid, many of us today can relate to the question that Joseph would have frequently asked.
咁虽然约瑟嘅故事未必系我童年最喜欢。但我相信在座好多人都能够去分同感受，去明白约瑟嘅经历。
Why do these things happening to me？
点解呢啲事喺我身上发生呢
？Why do I have to go through this suffering？
点解我要去受苦呢
？If I receive the glorious dream from God, why my life is not glorious as my dream？
如果我嘅信嘅神系咁荣美嘅时候，点解我嘅生活唔系好似神一样系咁荣美呢
？If I'm called by God and working for His kingdom, why is my life more beautiful? Why is not my life more beautiful and joyful？
如果神去呼召我去跟随佢嘅时候，点解我嘅人生唔系常常嘅喜乐，唔系永远都系咁开心嘅呢？
This is a question that most, if not all, Christians and maybe many unbelievers have asked in the past year and a half.
咁可能呢个唔单止系你，或者有啲未信嘅人都会系问过嘅问题。
And perhaps some of you are actually still asking that question today. Lord, why is this happening to me?
咁或者呢个亦都系今日你问嘅问题，点解呢啲事情喺我身上发生呢？
And I want to encourage you, asking why to God is actually not a bad question.
去问神点解唔系一定系一个唔好嘅问题。
Joseph must have asked this question repeatedly in order to have that conclusion in today's message. Do not fear, you meant evil against me, but God meant it for good.
可能约瑟喺佢人生里边都会问过好多次呢一条点解嘅问题。但最终我都希望在这个讲到结束的时候，你都会明白到神曾经同约瑟讲，你不需要惧怕，因为一切都在我的掌管之下。
As a result, the story of Joseph we read today is actually an excellent example for us to live as a Christian this morning.
咁其实今日我哋睇呢段经文嘅时候，系一个好好嘅例子，俾我哋学点样去过一个基督徒嘅生活。
Let's look at slide 3 for our first principle.
咁我睇下呢个第三个 slide.
The first principle is that we can learn from Joseph that God orchestrates all circumstances.
第一样嘢我哋可以喺约瑟身上学到嘅道理就话，其实神系已经好美妙咁样安排晒一切嘅嘢。
And I want to proclaim that among all incidents and events and stages of Joseph's story, there's no single of them that makes sense by itself.
咁我睇翻约瑟嘅一生嘅时候，我睇到发生嘅每一件事 都唔係一個嘅偶然，或者係一個嘅巧合。
Even when Joseph spoke impatiently, arrogantly about his dream to his family, or his father and his brothers, that they would bow down before him, God was at work in him and in them.
就算喺約瑟年輕嘅時候，好似好沙塵咁同佢嘅家人講：啊，你哋個個有一日要去拜我嘅時候，其實就算佢講呢一段嘅説話，都係神已經喺約瑟嘅身上去工作。
And I can only imagine, as growing up in an Asian family, that any of us here today would ask or speak to our parents like that.
咁可能你我哋作為喺呢個啊亞裔嘅家庭長大嘅時候，我哋都可能啊。
If I ever,
會唔會咁同屋企人講嘢咧
？Excuse me. If I ever made such an announcement to my parents as a kid, they would probably get me grounded for a week for being disrespectful.
如果我夠膽細個咁同我父母講嘢嚇，可能俾佢哋咧罰咗我一個禮拜。
As a result, in the end, his jealous brothers sold him to the Midianite merchants after a long day and night in a deep well.
咁係呢個原因，所以約瑟嘅兄弟啊，將佢賣俾呢個米甸嘅嗰啲嘅商人。
Joseph must have asked God when he was in the well, after he was proclaiming what he received from God, Lord, why is this happening to me?
咁佢喺嗰個嘅深坑嘅時候，可能佢問神。點解呢件事會喺我身上發生呢
？But brothers and sisters, we want to clarify today that we know for sure, for certain, that God's timing is perfect timing.
咁我想提醒你就話，其實喺神嘅裏邊，每一件事情嘅發生，佢都神有佢嘅時間。
And He is at work in all circumstances at the right timing.
而喺任何嘅情形裏邊，神嘅時間。永遠係最好嘅時間。
And his timing with Joseph was perfect that God's patience and slowness in bringing Joseph out of that place.
咁其實你睇到就係神對約瑟嘅忍耐，亦都係慢慢慢慢嘅將約瑟去塑造成一個唔同嘅人。
Joseph was able to say from his heart, "What you meant evil against me." God meant it for good.
例如好似約瑟最後同佢兄弟講：你可能想做一件嘅壞事嚟傷害我，但喺神嘅計劃裏邊，呢件事最後對大家都係有好處。
Brothers and sisters, God's timing is perfect for us too.
神對我哋每一個人嚟講，弟兄姊妹嘅時間都係最好嘅。
He leads us in a purpose, for a purpose.Through green pastures and through the valley of shadow of death.
神好有目的嘅，将我哋由呢个嘅死荫幽谷带入去呢个青草地。
In God's guidance, God taught Joseph patience, humility, and trust in God.
喺约瑟嘅困难里边，神教约瑟点样学习忍耐，亦都学习呢个等待，亦都学习点样样去完全去信靠神。
Because God took Joseph and took time to transform him, he became the man who taught Pharaoh what it means to be patient and humble.
所以亦都正如好似当神好忍耐嘅教导约瑟去学习忍耐，最终约瑟同样将呢个道理去教俾呢个法老。
We must know, brothers and sisters, this morning that no single circumstance fails to work together for good.Under our mighty God.
在神的里面，没有一件事可以逃过他的眼睛，每一件事最终都是要成全他的旨意。
And this morning, as we look through the lens of, through the eyes of Joseph, we are also able to say, what you or they meant evil against me, God meant it for good.
我就希望你好像约瑟啊一样，在听完这个经文之后，同啊自己同其他人讲啊呢件事，你本来原本系有恶意伤害我，但喺神里边成全佢嘅旨意。
In slide 4, we have second principle that we learned from Joseph's story.
咁喺第啊四个 slide 里边有啊第二个嘅啊道理，今日我系想学习嘅。
It is this: the God who always orchestrates all circumstances He's the God who saves his people.
那个去将这一切巧妙安排一切的神，就是那个拯救我们的神。
In slide 5, we know nowadays a large number of Christian people give this impression of unhappiness.
很多时候今天这个世界上的基督徒很多事都为了很多事情不开心。
And an unhappy Christian who does not glorify God or enjoy God in his daily life is actually a poor recommendation for the gospel.
当啲基督徒佢哋唔开心，为咗好多事唔如意嘅时候，其实唔系做紧一个好好嘅见证。
Martin Lloyd-Jones in his book Spiritual Depression says that.
钟马田曾经咁讲。
We must face this problem for the sake of the kingdom of God and the glory of God.
中马田去提醒我哋，又话喺我哋嘅困难嘅时候，我哋都要去将神嘅荣耀去彰显出嚟。
Whether you like it or not, brothers and sisters, if you are unhappy, it'll show on your face.
你谂下就话，当你唔开心嘅时候，人哋睇下你嘅面色就知道你开唔开心啦。
And these spiritually depressed Christians, by various reasons and circumstances, are worried about themselves all the time.
呢啲咁嘅人好多时候喺属灵上边系好 depressed 嘅人，好多时候担心嘅都系担心佢自己嘅事。
And they are troubled with their enemies who are attacking them.
佢对佢嘅敌人可能会有好多嘅问题喺度。
They are presented to others, believers and non-believers, as tearful and weeping and who are so preoccupied with all their miseries.
对于基督徒非基督徒来讲，他被人看到的，他为到自己的事，担心的事，是完全去占领了他们的脑海。
But know this, in the same manner, suppose we are in the right relationship with God, in that case, our face will inevitably show happiness, joy, peace from God, just like Stephen and Joseph.
但是好似史提凡，好似约瑟一样，如果我哋同神嘅关系系好嘅时候，就算喺最困难嘅时候，我都依然可以喺内心里边有呢个喜乐。
As we look in the slide, next slide, I want to encourage you, brothers and sisters. Sometimes your trial, what you are going through, your suffering is actually not about you, but people around you.
很多时候我们的试炼，我们的试探，可能不是关于我们自己，而是关于在我们身边的人。
We read in Joseph's story that he said, what you meant evil against me, God meant it for good, so that many people should be kept alive as they are today.
正如好似约瑟对兄弟讲，你做呢件事原本系有恶意伤害我，但喺神嘅里边，佢将一件好嘅事带咗出嚟。
I want to remind you this morning that God does not exist for you or me, but to fulfill His purpose and His glory.
其实喺神嘅旨意里边，我哋要经历要做嘅嘢，其实系要将神放在我们身上的旨意计划是达成出来。
God made Joseph go through each stage of suffering in his life so that God can change not only Joseph, but his brothers, family, Pharaoh, and entire region of ancient Near East.
其实当约瑟要去经历他每一个困难的时候，最终得到改变的不单是约瑟他自己，包括他的兄弟、他的家人，甚至是法老王，甚至是整个这个的中东的历史。
And they were all saved from the great 7 years of famine.
而这些人都在这个7年的饥荒里面最终得到拯救。
When Joseph knew his divine purpose for his life and had witnessed how God was with him all the time, he was able to glorify God and enjoy Him even in the midst of what humans or people around him meant evil against him.
当约瑟去明白到神在他身上旨意的时候，就算在最困难的时候，他都可以荣耀神。
Now, the Shorter Catechism tells us the chief end of men and women is to glorify God and enjoy Him forever.
在这个小信仰问答的第一条，他讲到话，神喺每个人身上嘅旨意就系享受与神同在。
Chief end of humanity is not about being happy all the time, having a peaceful life, or living a spiritually, materialistically rich life on earth.
人生存最大的目的不是只是要去开心，或者是这个在物质上面，在其他事上面是满足。
We are made to live to glorify God and to enjoy Him forever, even in our trials, suffering, joy, and happiness.
人被神所造，生存的目的，就是无论在喜乐或者在困难的时候，我都可以去荣耀神，同埋去享受与神的同在。
As we see in the next slide, we all know both Christians and non-Christians suffer.
我们知道基督徒也好，非基督徒也好，我们都会受苦。
But Christians suffer with Christ so that we may be glorified with Christ at the end.
我们的受苦是有神在里面。
But I am repeating myself again that not only that, we suffer for others' sake too.
我们亦都为到其他的事情去受苦。
And this is clearly pictured in the life of our Lord Jesus Christ, who suffered and cursed, not for himself, but for us, his believers.
在耶稣基督的身上，我们看到了他的受苦不是为他自己，而是为到其他人。
In his suffering, Jesus Christ, the Son of God, was crucified, cursed, died, and resurrected.
我们看到耶稣基督是被咒诅，被钉死在十字架上边。
For his people and everyone who calls upon the name of the Lord Jesus.
为了那些去尊称他，呼叫他的人。
In his suffering, our Lord Jesus Christ on the cross cried out to God the Father, my God, why have you forsaken me?
纵然他在十字架上面，他曾经说，我的主，我的神啊，你为何离弃我？
In his suffering, our Lord Jesus went up to the Mount of Olives, to be denied by God three times to redeem sinners like you and me.
因为这个缘故，爱我的缘故，神愿意走上这个橄榄山，是被神去舍弃。
Maybe some of you this morning is actually praying to God in tears more than three times, bringing your request to Him.
或者今日你将你的需要、你的困难去带俾神。
Maybe some of you are asking God, Lord, this is the cup that's too heavy for me to bear.
或者你跟神说，我今日要去喝这个杯，对我来说是太难了。
If you are in suffering this morning, if or anybody that you know are in suffering, I want to tell you this, that your suffering is not meaningless.
但我想告诉你，如果今日你在困苦，困难里面，你的受苦不是徒然的。
It has a purpose.
它有它的对你的好处。
Now, Paul urges the Philippian church to not be anxious about anything, but in everything by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your request be made known to God.
在腓立比书里面，保罗提醒我们，不要为到任何的事情去担忧，反而去为到每一件事去感谢神。
God is at work in you, in us, to do and to will, so that He is made known clearly to us first, and then to the people around us.
神在我们每个人的身上都会作工，亦都因为我们的缘故，将好处带俾我们身边的人。
As we know the purpose of your life in your suffering, let us faithfully glorify God and enjoy Him forever together as a church.
亦都无论今日我们一起要面对什么的事，我们都在教会里面一起带有荣耀的去面对。
And let us confess Not my will, but yours be done.
亦都让我哋去求神教我哋话，唔系顺从我嘅意思，而系顺从你嘅旨意。
The third principle that we learn from Joseph's story is God ultimately saves his people through Jesus Christ, our Savior.
而第三点就系话好简单，神系透过耶稣基督去拯救我哋。
The entire Bible, as we already know, points us to the Son, Jesus Christ, and the history of the humanity is made to glorify the Son.
其实在整本圣经里面都将这个矛头去指向耶稣基督，也都提醒我们在耶稣基督里面得到拯救。
But Jesus Christ had to go through suffering in order to be glorified, so that we may walk after his path.
耶稣基督要经过这个困难，又最终得到荣耀。
And we must know this, that suffering precedes glory, humility precedes ascension, and mourning precedes dancing, just as night precedes the day.
但我们要知道就是在这个荣耀之前，我们有这个的痛苦，在这个能够被接上升天之前，我们要谦卑我们自己。亦都系喺我哋可以去欢呼喜乐嘅之前，我哋要去哀哭。
In the next slide, I want to ask you a question. Do you think that Joseph actually knew what God was doing when he was in prison?
咁我想问一个问题就系话，其实当约瑟系坐监嘅时候，佢知唔知道神喺佢身上嘅旨意咧
？I'm sure he was confident that what God has given him in his dreams.Would indeed occur sometime in his life, but not by seeing his misery, but by seeing God's promise in faith.
咁就系当佢坐监嘅时候，佢谂翻起当日神俾佢一个梦嘅时候，佢可能都会睇到神呢个嘅应许有一日会去成就。
Today we are blessed to see God's covenantal promise to redeem His people much clearer than Joseph's.
我哋今日能够睇到神呢个拯救计划，比当日约瑟嘅时候，其实系清楚好多。
We live in the period of grace that is between Christ's ascension and His return。
我哋今日喺呢个恩典嘅时代，喺神嘅升天同埋佢再嚟之间。
God, who is above time and space, has constantly been working in all circumstances of many lives in the history of humanity.For His glory,
喺呢个神嘅人嘅历史里边，好多时候神都用好多唔同嘅人去帮助我哋，让我哋明白。
In slide 10, I want to encourage you and suggest you that the Bible points us to Jesus Christ, our Savior, who knows your and our sufferings, who can relate to our pain.
喺我哋嘅困难里边、痛苦里边嘅时候。其实耶稣基督佢见到，佢亦都体会，佢亦都明白。
When Jesus Christ, who knew no sin, and yet for our sake died on the cross,
神喺呢个十字架上佢为到我哋死。
And when Jesus Christ becomes our center, the things of the earth, things of the things around you will grow strangely dim in the light of Christ's glory.
但是当如果 将神放在你的人生的中心的时候，世界上面的事，世界上面的人，都没那么重要了。
And there is a song that I really, really like. It's called Turn Your Eyes Upon Jesus.
有一首歌我们很熟悉的，是当转眼仰望耶稣。
Can we take a moment to sing that chorus part, if you know?
可不可以用一个小时间去唱这首歌的最后一节呢
Okay. Can we have a pianist to play that song? It's okay. Just the chorus part.
我只是唱这个的副歌。
Can we sing it one more time? Turn your eyes upon Jesus.
Turn your eyes upon Jesus. Look full in His wonderful face. And the things of earth will grow strangely dim in the light of His glory and grace.
Amen. Thank you so much. Brothers and sisters, to have Jesus Christ at our center of life, in your suffering, in your happiness, is to continually fear God.
当日如果你有耶稣基督在你的内心，在你的中心的时候，你是继续这样去承认神，亦都去敬畏神。
To acknowledge that God hears our prayers in the name of Jesus Christ.
去承认就说在耶稣基督里面,
And that God, to know that God has a plan for good and not for evil.
亦都说到，无论在我们的前面是好或者不好，神都有祂的计划在里面。
I want to conclude today's message by looking at next slide. Are you in suffering and are you in any way can relate to Joseph's frequently asked question, Lord, why is this happening to me today?
你今天是不是在这个困难的里面，也都不是好像约瑟这样去问神，为什么这些事在我身上发生呢？
Jesus Christ clearly tells us in Matthew 11 to come to Him.
在这个马可福音11章28节，神这样去提醒我们。
And He will give you rest.
他说，凡是劳苦担重担的人，可以到祂这里来。
And His yoke is easy, and His burden is light.
他说我的担是轻省的。He
knows your pain, suffering, doubt, circumstances, and even your tiny secret unbelief.
他很清楚知道你的痛苦、你的困难、你的怀疑、你今日的境况。
And He is working all things together for good for those who love Him and who are called for His purpose.
神会令到万事效力，而最终去为到你得到好处。
When you come to Him, your problems will not just disappear, but it will be replaced with heavenly joy and heavenly happiness of salvation.
当你去信靠神的时候，你的困难没有立刻去走咗去，但喺你嘅内心里边，你有呢个莫名嘅喜乐去帮助你去面对。
And today, brothers, I want to encourage you that we may replace that suffering, that frequently asking questions similar to Joseph, with the salvation in Jesus Christ our Savior.
而我想提醒你就说，今日神可以帮助我们，因着有这个救恩的喜乐，让我们带一个不同的眼光去看一切的事。
The next slide. When life seems out of control, the darkness tries to seize, and the evil one whispers lies to our ears.
在这个耶利米书第29章11节里面，他这样讲。
Remember this, God knows the plans He has for you, declares the Lord. And these plans are for welfare and not for evil, to give you a future and a hope.
神曾经这样讲，他说：我知道你向我所怀的意念，是赐平安的意念，不是降灾祸的意念，是叫你们末后有指望。
When your enemies are this life, throws you a lemon, do not just make lemonade out of it.
当你的敌人将你去掟柠檬的时候，你不是汁在柠檬，将它变成柠檬汁。
Know that it is God who is at the center of you, who is making the sweetest lemonade out of that sour and bitter lemon for those who love Him and for His glory and purpose.
在你的困难，在你的痛苦的时候，去将最好最甜的柠檬汁去为你预备好，特别是为到神他所爱的人去为他预备一切。
Just as God orchestrated all circumstances to save Joseph and the people around him, may God allow his people today to realize and confess, as for you, you meant evil against me, but God meant it for good.
对于那些很多的人去面对这个困难的时候，想提醒你就说，神其实已经为你精心去策划了你人生的一切，不单止是你自己，亦都是你周围的人。好使有一天你能够对你身边的人所说，你当日可能对我是有恶意，神将这一切都变为美好。
May God bless us this morning. Let us pray.
愿神去祝福的一切，让我们低头祈祷。
Dear Heavenly Father God, thank you so much for allowing us to come before you as your son and brothers and sisters of Christ. This morning.
主啊，我感谢你俾我今日一齐嚟到你嘅面前。
Lord, let us remind ourselves by the help of your Holy Spirit of the very salvation of Jesus Christ that took upon the cross when we faced difficulties in our life.
当我今日喺困难嘅时候，我都因为耶稣基督可以去到你嘅面前。
And let us not just be united with you and be redeemed from all these circumstances in the name of Jesus Christ, but also let us be filled with things that are needed for your glory to be light and salt in this world.
让我们因为你的缘故，在无论多困难的时候，我们都可以在世上做盐和做光。
And give us strength and wisdom and time to come before you, before your word, to meditate upon it, and pray in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ to you.
让我们有神的话语，也都是来到你的面前向你祷告。
All the things that have preached today, let the things that from the Bible and what you want us to hear be remain in our hearts and our memory.
我们今天所讲所提到的都能够是存在我的心里面。
And we love you, in Jesus' name we prayed.
我们奉主耶稣基督的名求。
Amen.
Amen.